All right, if you will, take your places and we'll begin the Eastern Michigan portion of our press conference. If you'll silence your phones, make sure I'm doing the same. Just a couple of quick things. That's the second game that's ended on the last play, and now all five of our games have been decided by a total of 17 points. So we've had some really good games. We've really enjoyed having Eastern Michigan here this week. Outstanding program, and we're real pleased that they were part of our festivities this week. So we'll start with Coach Chris Creighton, if you'll just make a few opening comments. Then we will take questions for the student athletes so they can be dismissed, and then we'll take questions for Coach.
Well, the first thing that I'd say is hats off to Georgia Southern. It was a great football game, and they're obviously a great football program and a great football team. They got it done in the end. As much as it rips our heart out, you know, to say we do congratulate them and an awesome football game. They obviously dominated time of possession, had the ball for most of the first quarter. Thought our defense played well, keeping everything in front of them. We had four drives in the first half and scored on one, moved the ball on one, but had 2-3 and outs and just didn't have the ball very much at all. But like our guys always do, they kept fighting, and great start to the second half. And just a great drive there at the end to go up, have a chance to win the game. I'll tell you what, these guys sitting here to my left and the guys in the locker room, there is some deep disappointment and sadness. Probably for two reasons. One is, you know, we lost the game, and that's not how this was supposed to go. But it's also that I think we all realize that it's going to be the last time that football team is going to be together, and it's a special group. A lot of love in that locker room, and so it's pretty intense in there right now. But just want to thank, you know, you guys for inviting us and allowing for us to be a part of this bowl game, and we gave it everything we had.
We'll take questions for the student athletes, quarterback Mike Glass and defensive Jeremiah Harris.
Oh, yeah, they had some big stops in the game. They came up big a lot. We just, on the offensive side, sometimes we just didn't take advantage of those opportunities. But I like how the offense fought and the defense fought, and I'm proud of the guy, proud of the way that we fought and we came back, but it didn't go our way. It was just a disappointment. Oh, yeah, I just was going through my reads, came back to it late. The linebacker stepped up a little bit, seen I could get it over their heads, and he just came down and made a great play.
When I first got here, I mean, Eastern's not what it is now. I don't know. My mind's everywhere. Our guys are resilient. I mean, we've been through a lot, you know, these past 5 years, and, you know, I couldn't be more proud of, you know, our team and, you know, what we've been through, a lot of crap, but we always, you know, come through, and, I mean, yeah, we lost the game, man, but, I mean, I got friends for life, and, I mean, that's pretty darn important, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, the legacy that, you know, that our seniors have left, that's what I was going with. When we first got here, man, this program was in shambles, you know, when Coach Creighton first got here too. And that first senior class with him, they kind of laid the foundation. And ever since then, you know, we just been kind of building steps and stuff. I'm just super proud, man. I mean, I'm so happy to be a part of this program, and I don't regret one second, you know, being here at EMU. Yeah, that's Coach Nethery, the mastermind of the defense, you know, changing adjustments in the locker room, things that other coaches are seeing, and we just got to do our job. That's what they told us to do, just listening to them, executing the way that we should, and making plays. And really, you know, it's the coaches that You know, they're the ones that call the plays and things like that. We just execute.
How wild have you played this many close games this season?
I mean, it's just the way, like, our defense play. They play with a lot of enthusiasm. They're very resilient. They bend but don't break. And we produce on offense, and it's just like, I mean, stuff happens, and it just come down to the end of the games. And when they go our way, we're happy. When they don't go our way, I mean, it's heartbreaking. But, I mean, we come back every week, and we fight harder the next week because we don't want that same disappointment again. Coach Keene put us in the right place at the right time. He seen the coverages, what they were, and he just called the play to beat it. The receivers made plays, line block, running backs did their job, and it just happened. It just worked.
Any other questions for the student athletes? Guys, thank you very much for your time. Now we'll take questions for Coach Creighton.
Yeah, you know, you think having a pep rally the night before a game, you know, it's like, look, we're got to get to our dinner and our meetings and get some sleep and get ready for this deal. But, you know, just to answer your question, I mean, the pep rally was just an absolute blast because, you know, part of our vision has been, you know, to try to become a source of pride, you know, for the department, the university, Ypsilanti, and the region, and to see all those people wearing the block E and wearing green and screaming Eastern Michigan at the top of their voices, people flying down here and spending money to be here in multiple days and coming in droves and, you know, it's a huge deal. And it lifted us up and, you know, just I think tells us that we're on our way, you know, to trying to achieving what we're trying to achieve. Yeah, I mean, it was getting pressure. I think we're in a three-man front, and, you know, our right side defensive end, you know, was trying to beat the tackle, and so got upfield, and their quarterback, you know, made a nice play. I mean, our the fourth and 10, so our backers are getting back and trying to get underneath coverage, and the play broke down. Guy scrambled, you know, and made a great play. You know, play before, we made a great play, you know, to knock the ball down, to get it to fourth and 10, and you know, the game of football, there's always four, five, or six plays that determine a game. And, you know, two of the ones that are going to be talked about in this game are fourth downs. You know, where we were at the fourth and five and came up with the touchdown, I think with 3 minutes and 37 seconds left, a lot of football left. And then for them on fourth and 10, you know, to get a first down, and we knew that they had a great kicker. And it's still just a bad dream to me right now, to be honest with you. But the kid made a great play.
Any more questions? Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.